You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Blog Talk Radio.
You look so much better when you smile.
Come on.
look better.
You gotta have something, have sin. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through. I have my days when it's true, y'all. I just can't smile. I just wanna cry. It ain't easy. Sometimes it's worse just to be alive. But when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go. That I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror and say to yourself, I've come to fight to quit. So say I'm good. Good enough to love myself. Good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress. Just the freedom to know that you are blessed.
I'm good.
Good enough to handle my fears. Good enough to raise my kids. The past is the past. And honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm my confidence. I reply with every now and then, but life comes down to two things, and that's rejection and acceptance. So I reject that there's no peace, and I accept that I am free. That's all I have to be. That's all I ever need. Cause when I think of the goodness that comes to me, that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come too far to quit. So say I'm good. Good enough to love myself. Good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that God is blessed.
I'm good.
Good enough to handle my fears. Good enough to raise my kids. The past is the past. And honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm let me tell you, and I'ma say it loud and clear, and you listen, so you hear me, but you never will forget. You're good enough to get that job, you're good enough to drive that car, and on top of all these things, you're good enough to have your dream. Yeah, yeah, ooh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Tim Bowman Jr. with I'm Good, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. I want to talk to you about finding the strength to start over. There have been so many times that we've all felt stuck in toxicity, in a negative environment, a never-ending cycle of bad habits. We feel overwhelmed or discouraged or even trapped. Sometimes we even make the mistake of thinking that we have to stay on that particular path just to see it through. We don't have to see how anything would change. Therefore, just adjust. We think we can find a way to grow even in a hostile environment. But I have good news for you. You don't have to stay in that place. After all, finding the strength to start over is a big part of your self-care. It is not selfish. It's vital. So find the strength you need to get out of that situation. Let go of whatever pain that is afflicting you or something that no longer serves you. Find the courage you need to start over again. It is the best self-care you can ever try. That's our Fresh Start segment. This segment was brought to you by Empress Marketing. Empress Marketing offers services from A to Z, whether it's a simple flyer design, full-on branding, billboards, web design, or social media management. We have you covered. Empress Marketing, marketing design for empires. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. I know you're going to enjoy today's topic, self-care is not selfish. But first, here's Get It Together by India Ari, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue. You're listening to the Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. And now it is time for the Renewed Heart segment. I want to talk to you about the power of a renewed heart. I was reading an ADAPT piece online by Joyce Meyer from her book, Closer to God Each Day Devotional. And here's what it says. God is the God of heart. He does not look only at the exterior of a person or even things a person does and judge the individual by that criterion. Man judges the flesh, but God judges the heart. It is possible to do good works and still have a wrong attitude. It is possible to do things wrong, but still have the right heart on the inside. God is much more inclined to use people with a good heart and a few problems than he is to use a person who seems to have it all together but has a wicked heart. It is important that we get in touch with our inner life and our heart attitude. The way we think and think about things, we want to hear from God and live in a close relationship with him. And this kind of reminded me about the scripture in 1 Samuel 16 and 7, which says, in the Amplified Version, for the Lord sees as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. That's our Renewed Heart segment for today. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. I am so excited to share with you this amazing, wonderful friend, sister, person, who can masterfully discuss our topic for today. Self-care is not selfish. Let's welcome creator, visionary of A New Me Transparently Abundantly, founder of A New Me Self-Care Circle, life coach, Christian counselor, motivational speaker, and author, and my sister, Dr. Esther Lita Bruce, to the Brand New Day family. Good evening, Dr. Bruce.
Good evening. How are you today?
I am amazing. I'm so glad that we have you on the show for today. It's with such a powerful month of learning, with it being Mental Health Awareness Month. But I want to go ahead and dive in. I want you to tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, well, first of all, oh, sure. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here today. Just a little bit about me. Well, besides what you've already said, a life coach, Christian counselor, definitely have just a passion and heart for raising awareness to mental, emotional, and spiritual health by offering counseling services, life coaching services, and really have a passion and heart for helping women as well and helping them to experience recovery and wholeness from traumatic events and grief, as well as just losses in life, and help them to understand that they really are opportunities for personal growth, healing, and purpose. And I'm also a wife and a mom of two beautiful girls, and I live in the DFW area. So, again, I'm grateful to be here.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I know that I can speak personally because Dr. E, as she's affectionately known, has been very instrumental in, you know, helping me get through, as you guys know, the loss of my mom. And today actually is the anniversary of us laying her to rest. And I
wow.
thank God for the opportunity to be able to, you know, talk to you and kind of keep me focused and keep me, you know, in good spirits. So I appreciate that. Now, let's talk to our listeners about what, help us understand what self-care really is and why it is important.
Well, first, let me just say, Emily, that I really commend you for continuing to do this on the anniversary of, you know, your mom being laid to rest. And I just think that you have such resiliency about you. And I think that you've done a great job with your own self-care in terms of just making sure that you're okay. And I think that's a great segue to your question, what is self-care? You know, why is it not selfish? It's because, I mean, when you think about if you have a purpose, if you're just a giving person or you have responsibilities and you're constantly giving of yourself to other things or other people, well, who replenishes you? And there's nothing selfish about really being aware of what your needs are so that you can be able to meet your needs that are best. And everyone's needs are differently. I'm sorry, everyone's needs are different, so you have to adjust those needs to whatever is necessary in your life according to your lifestyle. So that's what makes self-care so important.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I know that you have something that you just recently started called the New Me Self-Care Circle. And I think, as a matter of fact, you're kicking that off on tomorrow. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah, tomorrow is the first official group that I'm having with the ladies, and we're talking about burnout. I'm no longer going to be putting myself on the back burner. So that's what we're going to be discussing tomorrow. So I really look forward to that and really helping the women to understand the importance of not delaying or postponing their self-care, but it really is, because it really is important.
Yes. And so, what are some tips or some things in which we could daily practice self-care? You can even give us some things that have been helpful for you.
Well, as I said, you know, everybody's self-care is going to look different. Just because, you know, I may give you some suggestions, you know, you have to find out what works best for your life. But when you think about self-care, I like to break it down, like, in every aspect of how God created us, spirit, soul, and body. So we how do we take care of ourselves spiritually? How do we take care of our soul, mental, emotional, as well as just mental, emotional, you know, psychological in that regard, and then, of course, our body, our physical bodies. So spiritually, I know in order for me to be replenished, because I do give to others, especially in terms of, you know, emotional support and encouragement, is, you know, daily devotional, you know, prayer, reading the Bible, constantly reading certain devotions or inspiration that would encourage me. Just because I'm helping other people doesn't mean that I'm immune to, you know, issues in life as well. So I have to make sure that I'm sensitive to my own spiritual needs. And then mentally and emotionally, if I find myself constantly being irritated about something, then for me that's just a lack of rest. That's part of physical. I need to make sure that I get enough rest at nighttime. And then, of course, eating healthy and working out, making sure that that's a priority in my life as well. So those are just at least three aspects, spirit, soul, and body, in which we could really just take that and say, how can I better take care of myself in those three aspects of how God created me?
Yeah, and those are really good. And, you know, I know that we're all aware of those things, and we, you know, should be practicing those things. But sometimes it's a shift in our perspective and our mindsets of even making ourselves the priority. What is, like, the baseline for, do you think individuals have to have, like, a breaking point to really get the clue that I have got to make myself a priority?
Well, sometimes I do. Well, here's the thing about self-care. Self-care is more about preventative maintenance versus crisis management. You want to practice self-care because it helps you to prevent the actual crisis from happening. So if you can go ahead and identify the areas in your life that you know need the management, just like your car, it needs tune-ups. You know, if you keep ignoring that check engine light or, you know, change the oil timing, then eventually your car is going to burn out. I mean, the same thing happens with us if we're constantly going and going and never go get checked out mentally, emotionally, spiritually, or physically, then we're going to expect to get into that crisis management mode. So why not set the parameters in place and kind of think about what you need to do to prevent those things from happening and maintain it and manage it versus operating from that crisis management mode? So I mean, our bodies tell us all the time, you know, even the Holy Spirit tells us all the time. People can see it on us. And, you know, if we don't take heed to those warnings, then unfortunately we need those gut-wrenching kind of wake-up calls. And, you know, we wonder why we get in those situations, but many times we're not exercising wisdom, and we've really done it to ourselves. So to answer your question, it can be prevented, but a lot of times it takes that break for us to see how important it is.
Ooh, listening audience, please, please, we admonish you, do not allow yourself to get to a boiling point or a breaking point. Really pay attention. Well, don't go away, Dr. E. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Brandy Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. As we talk to creator, visionary of A New Me, Dr. E, the number is 563-999-3456. We want you to call in, ask questions, and just get a little bit more insight on the importance of self-care. We would love to hear from you. But first, here's Kirk Franklin with Wanna Be Happy.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child.
it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy? Wanna be happy, but if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing just till you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're not the same.
Best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue. It is time for the Live Smart segment. I want to talk to you about breaking the stigma. May is, of course, as we previously stated, National Mental Health Awareness Month. According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America website, nearly 450 million people worldwide are currently living in a mental illness, yet two-thirds of people we know with a known mental illness never seek treatment. ADAA is dedicated to helping those living with anxiety, depression, and concurring disorders and their loved ones find treatment, support, and resources. This May, for Mental Health Awareness Month, they encourage you, and I encourage you, to help us hashtag break the stigma. associated with mental health disorders by sharing your story to inspire those facing similar challenges and supporting our work, or their work, I should say, so that we can all, as a people, continue the mission to provide free resources for those in need. That's our Live Smart segment. Remember, hashtag break the stigma, because going to the counselor and not being okay, it's okay to not be okay, but seek the help that you need. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. And we are here with Dr. E talking about self-care is not selfish. Dr. E.
Yes.
Since we just talked about this month, I know we're ending the month and it being National Mental Health Awareness Month, why is it important for us to manage our mental health at a larger scale? Because I know we've talked about it, but really, especially with there's so much stigma with going to get help. What would be the best way to help people? I guess this will be a two-part question because the other question is connected. What are some ways that we can change the negative stigma that society places on seeking the assistance that we need?
Well, to answer that question really is awareness, is education. That's why I'm glad that the month of May has been designated to mental health awareness. Just because, you know, people, you know, even though Scripture tells us my people suffer for a lack of knowledge. And it's not that people may not know that they don't need the help. It's just that they may not be aware of how serious their mental stability or even mental state, how serious it is, and how anything can really cause a break in that mental stability. It could be just really anything, but if it's really anything, we know that if it's causing that a break in that one area, then more than likely it's because of something in the past that they haven't resolved, or it really has to do with their just inability to manage how they manage stress. And so it's important to really just raise awareness so that people will understand that just as you know, if something was going on with your heart, you go see a cardiologist, you know, without question. Something was going on with your knees, you go to an orthopedic, you know, doctor or surgeon. But, you know, if there's a break that's going on in our minds or in our emotions, you know, many times we just lack the awareness of if we continue to neglect it, you know, it can create other issues in our lives. And so it's really about raising the awareness.
Yes. And, you know, I know that it is really prevalent in the African-American community of as far as the stigma is concerned. What are ways in the minority communities we can, just on an individual level, like talking to our family members, because when I think about it, we have a tendency, and this is quite unfortunate, you know, we think, oh, Aunt Lucy is crazy, she's a little touched, he's a little, Uncle Raymond, he's out of his mind. And really, to be honest, we're doing our family members and our friends a disservice by, you know, not acknowledging that their behavior is abstract. It's not normal to behave in such a manner.
Absolutely. I mean, when you talk about, like, you know, of course, like the African-American community, one of the things that we really focus on, of course, is a heavy weight in our stability is our faith, you know. We put a lot of emphasis on prayer and, you know, bringing it to the altar, which is great. You know, God definitely can can do a miracle. But many times if we find ourselves constantly going back to the altar with the same issue, it's not necessarily a spiritual thing. Again, spirit, soul, and body. It means that there are some things in our soul, mind, will, and emotions that needs to be focused on, that we need to take a closer look at, and that is where the professional help comes in. So when you hear lingo like, you know, my family is touched or a little weird or a little crazy, that just goes to show the maybe the lack of awareness in that family. And even if the awareness is even increased, it could be, as you talked about the stigma, okay, well, if you go see a counselor in the African-American community because you don't talk about your issues are private, you know, you don't take your business out in the street, you know, it's private. And so whatever issues you got going on at home, we keep it at home versus exposing, not exposing your family or just airing out your dirty laundry, but going to the right person, as in a professional counselor who would keep everything confidential, and making sure that they understand that, you know, by law, counselors are to maintain confidentiality, but to also, you know, benefit that individual to help them to find and the right diagnosis or treatment or even referral so that they can treat that mental illness. And so if the African-American communities, which now I see that a lot of churches especially, and now the awareness is so much greater, you know, a lot of minorities, including African-Americans, are now more open to getting access to therapy. So it's changed a whole lot, still a lot of work to do, but it really does have to do with the awareness piece.
Yes, yes, and thank you for even speaking to that piece as well. Mm-hmm. So what are some other events or things that you have coming up in the globe, because we want our listening audience to be able to participate and, you know, support you in either way, as well as take heed to the services that you provide.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So if anyone wanted to set up a virtual session with me, they can go to my website at it's Anumi, D-R-E. It looks like Dre. So Anumi, Dr. E. .com, or I created also a Anumi self-care circle specifically for women, and this is for the overwhelmed and overworked woman who is really looking for an unconventional approach to self-care. So about 10 women each month, they can register. I have different topics each month where I'm talking about, as I said, tomorrow we're talking about our self-care, putting it on the back burner. The next month we're talking about personality and self-care. We're going to be talking about thinking, emotional management. And so, you know, if these women were to go to my website, and it's not Anumi, but it's A-N-M, okay? So the acronym, Anumi, A-N-M, selfcarecircle.com, and they can go there. I have some, you know, really cute products as well they can order, and just go ahead and sign up if they wish to join the self-care circle, only for a small group of women. I really want to focus on and with and making sure that their needs are met and have a safe outlet where they can talk about self-care and how they can self-care better.
That's good, and I'm going to have to get into one of those months, so you'll be hearing from me really, really soon regarding that.
Oh, perfect. Great. I look forward to it.
So where can listeners reach out to you on social media? I know you've already given the websites. What about social media?
On social media, they can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Anumi, D-R-E. So, again, that's Anumi, Dr. E. It looks like Dre. Also on Facebook, Anumi, Transparently, Abundantly.
Awesome. Dr. E, thank you so much for being with us on today. We really appreciate you taking the time. I know it's a fun day. It's a family day. So, again, thank you so much for being on today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Emily. I love what you're doing. Continue to do it. You're doing it excellent. So thank you again. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Okay, take care. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Black.
Good evening, Fearless Families. It is a blessing to be with you this evening. I miss you so much. We've been out for the past few weeks, but I hope you have had a happy Easter, a happy and blessed Mother's Day, and I am just grateful to be here with you this evening. Hey, Emily. I hope you had a great week. I know Mother's Day is pretty rough for both of us, but God is good. In the meantime, I'm going to get to the topic at hand. We've talked about self-care. I'm so grateful that you all had that discussion earlier. It was awesome. And I just want to tell you that I've been watching the news, and it's a lot to bear. And sometimes those things that are happening in the news, the bills that are being passed, the bullying, the children that are being murdered for absolutely no reason at all, those things can weigh heavily on us and can bombard us along with the problems we may already face with our own families and our own households. And so I just want to let you know that prayer is the ultimate form of self-care. If you go to 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it tells us pray without ceasing, to pray without ceasing, because we can't handle everything. Nothing is in our control. So everything, every problem, every burden that we face, it is important that we go to God in prayer and release that. Even Jesus in Mark 1:35, when he was about to take the cross, the burden of the cross on his shoulders for us, for the world, to take away the sins of the world, he even went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray and to retreat and to be alone. And earlier, and then also in Mark 6, we find the disciples going off on a boat, retreating with him, being silent, being peaceful, just going off with the Savior. So if we take the opportunity to talk to God, some of the issues, the troubles that we go through, that we encounter, some of that will be released. Some of that will be relieved. But we have got to go to God, and we've got to make it a consistent habit to pray. Pray without ceasing. Remember that, family, especially for our children. They need our prayers. I hope you all have a great week. I look forward to speaking with you all next weekend. That's a holiday weekend. Many of our kids will be out of school soon. But family, I also want to let you know about our Christian Education Experience Fair that will be taking place in Dallas, Texas, the weekend of October 5th. So I hope if you live or if you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that you do come to this event. There will be more information provided soon on our website, rearingroyalty.com. And the C Education Fair, the Christian Education Experience Fair, is about choosing Christian schools for your children. And some people may be concerned that finances may be a big issue or a burden for you when it comes to choosing a private school. But if you come to the C Fair, you can talk to schools and find out exactly what your options are. Sometimes it's not what we think. And then, of course, hey, there's always prayer. So the C Fair will take place in October, and I look forward to speaking with you all more about that. I love you. Have a great week. Thank you, Emily. All right, Fearless Families, I'm out.
Thank you, Deanne, for this week's awesome Fearless Family segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. Well, unfortunately, family, we've reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio at 8:30 tonight. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalk.com. Excuse me, eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily. And keep the conversation going. Tell us what you are doing to make yourself a priority by practicing self-care. So let's recap. In our Fresh Start segment, we talked about finding the strength to start over. Our Renewed Heart segment was about the power of a renewed heart. Our Live Smart segment was about breaking the stigma. Let's pray. God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise and glory and honor. Thank you for this day, God. This is the day that you have made, and we rejoice in it. God, help us to make ourselves a priority. Help us to take care of ourselves, mind, soul, and body. Help us to remember that even you rest. Even you took care of yourself. So if you took care of yourself, we have to take care of ourselves because we have awesome tasks to accomplish on this planet. Give us strength for the week. Give us strength for every task that we have to accomplish, that we can go forth and do the things that you have called us and ordained us to do. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Zordecai Cortez with One on One. So I want you guys to know that on this year, my nonprofit, we are getting ready for the Core Heart Awards. And so please tune in on social media so that you can participate in the nominating of recipients for the various awards that we will be giving. So I hope you're thinking about all of the things that we shared and all of the things that we talked about as it relates to prioritizing yourself, self-care. All of those things are so vitally important. There are 8 dimensions of self-care that I want you to take with you as you prepare to go into your week. Emotionative, which is how we express ourselves. Luminant, which is how we illuminate our truth. Financial, how we allocate our resources. Cognitive, how we think. Aptitudinal, how we contribute to the world. Relational, how we connect with others. Environmental, how we harmonize with nature. And systematic, how we eat and move and rest. And I really want you to concentrate on the area of rest. Rest is so important in order for you to do everything that you've been called to do on this planet. So remember to take care of yourself. So how many of you are going to make sure that you make that commitment? I want you to hone in to us on our social media apps to tell us everything that you plan on doing to be more proactive about taking care of yourselves. Okay? So I want you to think about it, right? Jot it down. Write down the things that you think are going to be the most beneficial to your life so that you can have a healthy and balanced work life.
Listen, Eden is kingdom.
We have some awesome and amazing things coming up for the summer, so please keep plugged in and tuned in to this station. Here's Zordekai Cortez with One on One. Have a great weekend, family.
This is Pastor Jeremy J. Glenn, Senior Pastor of Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. We call it Soil Church, asking you to come grow with us in the soil. If you're looking for good, sound, biblical teaching right from the Word of God, come grow with us in the soil. You can find us on Facebook under Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. Follow us and find us on YouTube, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. And as always, you can tune in on We Talk Radio's Shine Lord 10 a.m. right here on We Talk Radio as well. And we're asking you to come grow with us in the soil. Don't meet us there, beat us there, and I can assure you God will have a word for your soul. So come grow with us in the soil, and you can tune in every Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time live, or on We Talk Radio at 10 a.m. every Sunday. I'm looking for you to come grow with us in the soil.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.